This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. If you're still working from home, like me most of the time, you might have thought about where else you might be able to do that. I mean, if you can work from anywhere, then couldn't you also live anywhere? Some towns around the country are trying to capitalize on that newfound freedom by offering cash to people who relocate and bring their jobs with them. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker has that story.
Last year, like many Americans, Matt Farrenbrook found himself suddenly doing his job from home. He lived in Topeka, Kansas, where he worked for the state government. But he and his wife had often thought about moving back to the upper Midwest, where he went to college.
And it was just a question of how are we going to end up back up here, because we both have professional degrees. You know, we're talking about areas that have much smaller economies.
Earlier this year, they saw a good job for her as an urban planner with the city of Bemidji, population 15,000 in far northern Minnesota. And then he read about a program that offers $2,500 to telecommuters who move there. So he pitched the idea to his boss. He could telecommute for his job, working as an auditor for the Kansas legislature from Bemidji, Minnesota.
And they're like, all right, let's try this. We want to keep you. We want to retain our talent. Let's try this out as a pilot program.
So the Farrenbrooks moved in July, and after a three-month tryout, his job is now permanent. They are one of more than two dozen families who have qualified so far for the program. It's one of several around the country, from northern Arkansas to West Virginia, where communities are paying people to move there. Many of them are rural areas that tout their slower pace of life, easy access to the outdoors, and often cheaper housing. Ben Winchester researches rural migration at the University of Minnesota. He says with fewer people tethered to big city offices, more people are moving in search of what he calls a life-work balance.
And I say it that way because I think we have shifted away from a work-life balance to a life-work balance.
That's a big part of Bemidji's pitch to newcomers. It's always been a place for people to vacation at a resort or a cabin on a lake in the North Woods. Dave Hengel, executive director of Greater Bemidji, says the area also offers an all-fiber, high-speed broadband network, something that even some big cities don't have.
The opportunity is there now for them to stay here if they choose to change their lifestyle. And I think we are in a unique time right now for that message to resonate.
For towns like Bemidji, new residents contribute to the tax base, but they also add talent to the local workforce, kids to the schools, and volunteers to the broader community. As rural communities roll out their welcome mats, though, a key challenge they face is to be welcoming to newcomers in places where locals are sometimes resistant to change. Sarah Sanchez moved from Phoenix to Bemidji in the middle of winter and in the middle of the pandemic.
It was very difficult because everything's closed. How do you get connected with community when everyone's social distancing?
Sanchez is working remotely as a grant manager for a Phoenix nonprofit. Her husband is now a youth director at a local church here. She left a lot of relatives back in Arizona, but the Bemidji program connected them with a local family with similar interests. And Sanchez says they hit it off.
And for me, that was really like the part where I felt like, man, like there are people out here that I really connect with and that I have a lot in common with. And, you know, I can really see myself, you know, establishing some more roots here and building relationships.
Attracting and retaining newcomers like Sanchez is especially important for rural communities that have an aging population and lose younger people every year to school and jobs in larger cities. In Bemidji, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.